I wasn't, but it kind of found me. The Sex Tape is officially out. Congratulations, you played yourself to Linda the Plug.
And oh, it's out already.
Jason Love, Jason the Weirdo.
You all right over there?
I'm trying to think about how to frame this. To go through all of this hoopla to, you know, release this tape, to film this tape, release this tape, give us a trailer, the whole nine, all of that shit, and then have it drop and literally have it bootlegged in minutes. Like, as soon as it dropped, it got bootlegged. Somebody sent me the whole fucking link of the whole fucking tape. The tape is done. And to have the overwhelming reaction from everyone that viewed the tape be, this is trash, is insanity to me. You find yourself in a situation where, essentially, Adam set all these parameters. Originally, he said, let's not do this at all. We talked about that on the section of Adam 22. I don't want you fucking other men, blah, blah. I don't agree with this. I got too much money for it. Whatever his reason it was, cool. He relented on it and said, you know what? Cool. Fuck my wife, base God. I don't even care.
Yeah.
So he set these parameters.
I don't even care.
And he said, they can't kiss and you can't, and he can't nut on your face. What do you think the alternative was? What do you think? Just blindly. Because I know you haven't seen it.
Because I'm married. And it's like, I couldn't imagine. Let me lay the law down real quick.
Let you know what the fuck this is.
Let this turkey know. You bet not know the face. It's crazy.
So what do you think, in a perfect world, what does Jason Love do as an alternative to nutting on a married woman's face?
I'm be honest with you, I guess this is Patreon. I'm not really into like the nutting on faces joint. Yeah. I don't know. Like it was just never really my twist.
Yeah.
I'm
it's not my thing either.
I'm going off in there.
So
Diaz brothers.
So since he was hit with this restraint of he can't nut on your face, Jason Love and Lena the Plug came together and decided you're gonna come in me.
Yeah.
Which is worse. Like, that might be worse.
Yeah.
And then to make matters even worse than we already covered what was worse, she ate the cum out of her vagina.
Really?
Yes.
Well, just send me the link.
Some shit going on in there.
I got to see the link,
yes,
now.
Man.
Should have done that for research purposes.
He cream pied her and then she ate the nut. And I'm just like, that whole don't come on my face thing kind of like backfired on you a little bit.
Yeah. See, the thing is like, porn is very difficult.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've established this already. I'm a pretty secure individual because, you know, I'm going to just be frank. I know what I am and I know what I be on.
Right.
I'm a pretty secure dude when it comes to shit like that. I don't know if I could, well, I'm pretty sure I can't be okay with that, because porn, you know, you're selling imagery.
Exactly.
In porn. So, you know,
you gotta do your job and look cool while you're doing it.
Most situations for sex. Oh, this is the, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Most
research purposes.
Research purposes. Sex is fun. You know, we all enjoy and love having sex. When you're doing porn, it's like you're selling that this is the greatest shit on earth.
Yes.
So the thought of like your significant other going to have sex with somebody is like, it's kind of just a myth.
Yeah.
Even if you know it happens, it's kind of just like a, but for me to see it and see it in a porn style where it's like you're, because you know the way these white bitches do porn, they're, you're looking into his eyes and screaming and crying, and it's just like,
Yeah, she was literally, and that was part of my point that I was going to make, that you helped me make it. You can't kiss him, but then they did 15 minutes of missionary and she just stared in his eyes the whole time. And I'm like, that's worse. Yeah. I would rather you just kiss the nigga, because now you stargazing. And at one point, her fucking eyes rolled in the back of her head. It's like, yo, he's really like punching maximum dick in this man's wife. And there's nobody here to stop it. This is crazy.
It's nobody here to stop it.
No security guard. It's nothing. Like, Have some fucking decency when you fuck somebody's wife, sir.
Yo, what deal? He was like, all right, that's enough shit. Oh, man, that's hilarious.
So, did you see that in celebration of the tape releasing, Adam brought Lena 22, the first ever reverse push gift. You know, like a push gift, like you push baby out, whatever. Mm-hmm. Lena got dick pushed in her, and Adam bought her a gift, so it's a reverse push present.
That's what he said?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm coining that phrase.
Push gift. That's funny.
You heard it here first. You know what I'm saying? Reverse
push gift.
Bought her a Lambo truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, congrats, baby. Congrats on taking that dick. Here's a Lamborghini. Earth is fucking crazy.
Earth is crazy as shit, man. Oof.
California, I'm sure when little Adam 22 was growing up in New Hampshire, riding skateboards and BMX bikes and scraping his knee and shit like that, I'm pretty sure he didn't think, like, yo, I'm going to have some, like, 6'4 nigger with a 25-inch dick fuck my wife on camera. I'm positive that never crossed his mind.
You got to have a lot of heart to do porn in the first place.
For sure. For
like,
sure.
Your heart got to pump.
You
got to
have the same type of heart as motherfuckers that steal. Like, you gotta have nerves of steel in order to be a thief, like on a high level. You gotta have nerves of steel, my nigga.
I couldn't do it. You mean
you gonna go in here and just clear the whole rack? You gonna take all the mind clears?
No.
Keep the car running. Go ahead and steal all these motherfuckers.
Yo, man. Doing porn is crazy. Cause I think I fuck good, but I don't gotta watch it.
You ain't gonna find out till you're in front of an audience.
Yeah. You know, it'd be dark and I ain't watching it. So it's like, whatever. Seriously.
Oh, God.
Like, putting that out into the world, you's a crazy ass bitch, man.
Yeah.
You about the craziest bitch I'd ever met. Like, that would be my response. Babe, I want to do porn. You crazy.
You crazy as fuck.
You a crazy bitch.
Like, so when...
That's be my response. You the fuck crazy. Like...
We can't just go to dinner after that.
Yo. Like, yo. Straight up.
You gonna see Guardians of the Galaxy 3 after you just told me you want to do porn for a little.
Yeah. I got the MI6 seats. You slide on down like...
You know the most annoying thing about porn people... in general to me, is that they speak on it as if it's like
working at the fucking office.
Yeah, like they speak about it like it's like being a nurse practitioner or something like that. They're like, no, because it's just work. And it's like, you got worked all right, but this is not the same kind of fucking work that the rest of us are doing. Like, but
you got worked
all right, but this is not that same kind of work. Like,
yo, that's funny as shit, because they definitely do act like that. Like, it's, you know, they'll be like, yeah, so, you know, I worked in the porn industry for 9 years, and it's like, wait a minute,
let's jump over that.
like you say it like you really like worked somewhere for 9 years. It's just like,
you wasn't a key grip. You wasn't a set producer.
You wasn't like head of operations at McDonald's. No, you was fucking.
You wasn't the carpenter that fucking made sure it wasn't no hangnails on set at the porn. You was on there getting drilled.
And you know, porn is very, very like, you got high class porn, then you got that
nigga shit.
Yeah, that motel porn. Yeah. It come on, they just fucking. Nigga got on trees and nothing else.
Trees and some buffs.
Yeah. Like, why the fuck this nigga got on Timberlands and glasses? Like, what type of freak shit is going on?
Like that buff dick girl. It's that Cartier dick right there. Yo. It's high class.
Yo. What's the nigga to be talking all greasy?
Oh, Wesley Pipes.
Wesley Pipes.
I seen the joint. Wesley Pipes was fucking a great grandma.
I seen the same.
And it was like, it was so disgusting, I had to watch it.
Same vibe. I couldn't.
I'm just like, This she gotta be about 71.
The craziest part is she had a tattoo on her titty that said gangbang queen. Yes. See, I ain't turned it this one.
Yeah, you been hoeing since a jit. You ain't new to this, you true to this.
I swear to God, y'all came across.
I said, Wesley Pipes and a grandma? I have to see what this is about. I can't go on secondhand knowledge on this one.
And that nigga, I will never forget it. He was fucking the shit out this old lady. He said, yo. He was fucking this old lady, and that nigga straight said, yeah, I'm gonna put your ass in the senior citizen center. He said, I'm gonna put your ass in a home before we done with this one today.
I got two Wesley Pipes Jones. One time the girl was giving him head. He was like, yeah, suck that dick. Just the dickhead. Just the dickhead. And so I've added that to my arsenal. You know what I'm saying? No. Needless to say, I added that. Then my second Wesley Pipes drill is he was I forget who the girl was, and he just wouldn't shut the fuck up. The girl was like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Damn. Like, that nigga ain't say nothing for the rest of the fucking scene. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Damn.
Bull, shut the fuck up. God damn, nigga.
She hit him with one of them jokes. I said, damn, man. Bet you wouldn't expect that when you came to work today.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, man. Some of them porn just be so ridiculous, yo. It'd be like, who came up with this? Whose idea? Do you see Mia Khalifa? She's all over this shit now. She hates.